Hello, 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 guys. Welcome back to my podcast. Welcome to Jane Speaks podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing great. And today with me, I've got a friend who is going to be talking about this special topic that I want us to share. And with me here, I've got Esther.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much, Esther. I was just telling her earlier that I don't even know how to introduce you. You know, when you've got so many credentials, you don't know which one do I pick? she's an amazing, I've known her now for years, and she's kind of like, I'll say, like a sister-in-law to me. I think that's one thing, that's one way to describe her. And, you know, she's an amazing woman. She's very inspirational. And, you know, she's gone through a lot, and she's a strong woman. That's what I would say. She's a very strong woman, very inspirational. And we thank God for your life, Esther. We thank God for your life.
Thank God for what God is doing.
And she's also an amazing singer as well. And she's got a YouTube channel called Esther Swanston Sings. And she's also got Instagram and I believe Twitter as well. You can find that there. She's always singing amazing covers of all this lovely, amazing music that we hear of daily. And I'm hoping that one day we'll also hear original, you know, our own single, our own album very soon, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you so much, Esther, for coming on. And the topic we want to talk about today is something to do with, shall I say, love. But the main thing that I really wanted us to talk about, that really struck out to me, that we want to discuss, is it's kind of like, it's like a story that I came across on my devotional, and I'm just going to share that story with you quickly. So it was about, it's about a story of a bride who has not met her groom yet, you know, and I think something that we are all familiar about. And that's another story for another day, another issue for another day that we want to talk about. So it's more of like an arranged marriage kind of a thing. And a lot of us are probably familiar with arranged marriages anyway, and we all have our own opinion about it, you know. And but there was something about that a particular bride, she talked about, she shared. And this was about many, many years ago, years and years ago. And she received a letter from a groom-to-be, and then she said to just kind of get to know, to say, oh, the guy was trying to just to introduce himself, to say, oh, I'm your groom or whatever. But then the bride returned the letter, you know, she actually returned the letter unopened. She didn't even open the letter, saying that she believed that love should be developed after marriage. Not before. That's quite interesting. When I saw that, I was like, okay. And then she also said that when we're born, she wrote, we don't get to choose our mother, our father, our brothers and sisters, yet we learn to live with them and to love them. So it is with a husband or wife. So now, Esther, this is where I'm going to call you in. What is your own opinion about that? What do you think?
It is a very tricky one. Like you said, I don't know how to put it, but it's very tricky because when she said love is supposed to be developed after marriage, it kind of goes in two ways. Why I said that is because, first of all, before you marry somebody, before you settle down with someone, you have to at least have love in you. You can't just meet someone and just jump into it and say, oh, don't worry, when we get married, we'll fix it then.
Honestly, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, like, nah, okay, carry on.
No, we can't just do that. If you just get into it, the way you bounced and you bounced out, because you thought, don't worry, we'll fix it in there. Because I feel like for a relationship to start in the first place is it's getting to know someone. Let's take for instance friendship. Now I can't just go on the road and have a friend and just call the person down the street my friend without knowing who they are. So when I know the person, for friendship to last long, you need to love the person, because like the Bible shows different kinds of love. But in friendship, there's this brotherly, sisterly love in there, and there has to be love somewhere, you understand? So it's not just you wake up one morning and just say, that's my friend. No, I don't know the person. You need to get to know the person. Why knowing the person, you begin to fall in love with the things they do, who they are, if you like it. I use the word fall in love because it's when you love what they do or who they are, you draw closer to them to learn more. But if you just stay there and see somebody and just, okay, I don't know your name, but I love you, it's like, sorry, it doesn't work that way. But now she was saying that it's a marriage you develop. Now, she's in the word develop. For me, when I said it was in two ways, for me, what I was seeing on one side is saying, I love you, but it's when I marry you that over the years, as we keep going on years by years, it keeps growing. Does that make sense? But the other one, if someone wants to see it in that way, it just sounds like, I don't love you. When I get married to you, I'll start building on the love for you. Now, that's the wrong one. I will prefer the first one, which is, you love the person enough to marry them, but then when you now marry them, it's a marriage that it begins to uncover who this person, because you know, like they say, you never get to know someone until you actually live with them, which is true. It's that time you get to know whether, do I really love this person, you know, to stay one more year with you, which in marriage, you know,
we are saying marriage, let's not even just say marriage, because marriage for some people is something, it can be anything, you know.
But true,
let's say Christian marriage, you know, let's focus on that. Okay, carry on.
No, Christian marriage, yes, like you said, in Christian marriage, yes, I feel like I need to have love to start with. I can't just marry. Funny enough, I've had one experience. I just drag a little experience of mine where everything was just, if I look back now, I'll say everything was just quick because there was no love from the beginning. I'm going to say it that way because if there was, it would be, I would have said yes, something like because I feel like the love is one of the magnets that hold you together. Because no matter what challenges you face in that relationship, you will look at it and say, because of this love here, or because of, you know, when I met you, look at how it was, you know, because of this, because of that, you list all the things, and for that love's sake, you stay. But with my first experience, I'll say love didn't sit quite well in that one. It was just fast-tracked, and before I knew what's happening, I'm in, and that's it. So I know people be wondering, what's she talking about? Like, what did she get in and get out of?
something that came to me, because you're talking about I don't want to jump the broom here, because I feel like there's so much that can be said here, and we can go as deep as we want, really. It's very it's inexhaustible, really. But what actually somebody wanted to bring out here was the fact that, you know, you were saying something about love. I mean, when you were saying, oh, when you think about the marriage or something, you think about the love. But I think we need to be honest here sometimes, because in marriage, sometimes love doesn't even come in. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. As in, sometimes you can't even, how do I say it? Sometimes, let's be honest, the love does go cold sometimes. Do you agree?
It does.
Exactly. So it's love doesn't even come into your mind. I'm sorry. Let's be honest with us.
No, it's true. Let me say this here. It's not just this is how I see things from my own side. Is love, every relationship has its own percentage of love. That's how I'm gonna say it, because even let me use her line when she said, like, you know, you don't choose your father, mother, and so, which is true. Yeah. That yeah. you don't, because sometimes, yeah, when my mom gets me angry, sometimes I feel like I've forgotten that I love that woman. You know, exactly. I just feel like
you see that kind of
because she gets no when you know I bless our God bless our mothers out there because sometimes they
honestly
they draw out the last bone, you know, that tiny bone in you, and you feel like you should just, if you know your mom, if they're my mother, oh, what I would have done. But you tend to learn. Now, see, you learn to live with the family God has given to you.
Yeah.
But what keeps you longer with them? You know, no matter how angry your family gets on your nerve, it's not that you learn to live with them that is the problem. It's just that you remember how much you love them. But in other words, in when it comes to relationship, I'm not going to say marriage now, in relationship, friendship, we get to choose.
Yeah.
Do you see the difference? We get to choose. But if I drag it back to where arranged marriage is, then you didn't have an option there. You didn't choose because somebody chose for you and you have to live with their decision, which could cost you a lot for centuries.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm trying to say is that in every relationship, there's a little bit of love. There has to be love for you to look back, no matter how much your mom hurt you. You know that love and hate has a thin line, right? Mm-hmm. I do know that some families, some people will say, but I have a family that look at what they did to me, look at that to me. But no matter what they did to you, after years ago, it's not that you had to learn to live with them. Some of them, they haven't come back together. But as years go by, they begin to remember the times they had lovable moments, like friendship moments. They were laughing, you know, they'll remember their childhood and say, oh, I miss those days. But there was love there. They remember the love they had before whatever happened to them. And at some point, they have to come back together in family. Now, in friendship, I've had, growing up as a child, I've had friends where we had issues over the years. We quarreled and all that. But when I remembered how we were before that incident, I go, you hear each, even you, I'm sure you've done before, where you say, oh, I miss that friend of mine. Does she call me angry? Mm. Yeah, I miss her so much. You know, I miss her crazy times, you understand? Because you loved that moment with that person. That's what I was talking about in marriage as well, in Christian marriage, that you look back at that lovable moment, those memories that make you feel, oh my days, see this person, I'm gonna stay with them, or so I'm not gonna stay with them. That's what you're looking for. But when you're in an arranged marriage where there's no love, don't get me wrong, there's some people that will argue with us right now to say that they had an arranged marriage and
definitely.
It went well.
Definitely.
Don't get me good. But what about those women that had an arranged marriage where it ended up being abusive, it ended up being worse? What would they say? Some of them feel like their whole life has ended. You know, I've worked with women who they were so young and had arranged marriage, and their whole childhood or their youthful years is taken from them because they entered into marriage so quickly. Some of them are back on the streets, don't know what to do their life. So that's what I'm saying. That story, that lady, I could understand her pain, but some of the comments she wrote, like I said, is arguable because, like I said before, if she used the word, like I chose the first one, which is, I love this person, but as time goes on, love builds. You know, you build on love. More things about the person keeps exciting you. Even when they get you angry, you'd be like, see, you know what? Just because I love you, I'll just ignore that nonsense you did. You understand? So, but then there's the other one where there's no love. There's no love, but they just walked into that because someone said jump into that well. They didn't even ask how deep is the well, they just jumped in, and their life has to been turned around for good. Now that one, I don't follow that one. No, I don't. No, I can't do that one. Like she said, I choose my family. I don't choose my family. God gave us those families, but I choose my friends. I can choose who I get married
to. My husband and wife.
That's it. You understand?
That's a good point. So, because I feel like now, the way she has narrated it, so what you are saying right now is that it's okay, you don't get to choose your family, but you live with them, but you get to choose your husband. You get to choose your friends. That's exactly. So, she's kind of, I think she has said two contradictory stuff here. That's what you're saying, that she's the analogy she has given doesn't really comply when it comes to marriage.
No.
That is true. Okay, that's good. You definitely, that is true, because family is family. You know, you're born into the family. You didn't get to choose them. But you learn to love them because true. You love everything. You grew with them. And it's true. But a husband is someone that's come from a completely different family. At least it's your family. You grew up, you know, you were born into it. You grew up there. You know their mannerism. You know how they hire you. Even if you don't, at least you know, and you can deal with it.
True.
Compared to someone that just came from nowhere, from no family, you have not met them before, you don't know them, and you said, like, oh, I'm just gonna love you. Like, what? So, yeah, it's a completely different analogy. That is true. Now, when it comes to, now that's one way to look at it. And I know, like you said earlier, people are gonna argue because, there are many arranged marriages that we see that have worked, and there are many that has not worked as well.
True.
So, that is, it's very, very agreeable, that one is. Now, when it now comes to that lady again, the way she said her story about loving your family, learning to love them, I see it another way, which is that in the Christian way, when God commands us to love, you know, when we say we are a child of God, we are Christians, and we don't even know these people, God is commanding us to love. Or let's say it that way, because it's when God commands us to love people, it's literally a lot of the time people that we don't know, people that we didn't grow up with, people that we don't exactly, but we have to love them. Mm-hmm. So when she said that analogy, when she said that thing about you choose, you know, we can also relate with that from a Christian perspective.
True.
Because God commands us to love, and that's what when we talk about agape love.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that message, when I thought about it that way, it reminded me of something that I did a post one time about love. Love is not an emotion. So love is not something that you feel sometimes. I mean, it's more of a decision. I don't know if you've come across that before.
I've heard people say it.
Yeah. So I know what. Let me just let you carry on from there, because I don't want to take over the whole thing. So, because I feel like from that, because that's what she's trying to say. I feel like that's what she's trying to say, that in her saying she's going to love the man, is because she's deciding. So that, which is obviously much harder. Or what do you think? What do you think?
Okay. This is interesting. Love, yes, like you said, she's decided to love the man. Fair enough. People have said, like I said, I've heard that quote a lot. When I look at it now, yeah, when you've decided to love somebody, you've made a decision to love the person. But sometimes, if I call love a decision, then if I take it back to God, that means God had decided to love me. It was His decision to love me, but still, love for me is still a feeling, because. Even if I make the decision to love somebody, I still have to feel it. If I don't feel it, I don't know how to explain it. If I'm making sense,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because I decided to love him. But you know when people say, I've heard people say don't fall in love, because if you fall in, you fall out of it. But it's still a feeling for me, because there's a way it makes you feel when you love somebody. There are ones where you decided to love him
in marriage, because I think we need to probably clarify. Because obviously there are different, like you said, there are different types of love, and I think if we try and separate it, then we can be able to understand it better. Because loving in marriage is different to loving a fellow brother or sister, or loving in a family, and also loving in the church, in the household, in the kingdom of God as well. So there's quite differences. So I'm just. Just kind of mention that,
When you love, let's say, okay, now the Bible says we should love, like love others like you love yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you love yourself, you did not decide to love yourself. Sometimes you make the decision, but when you love yourself, it's how you take care of yourself, it's how you look after yourself, it's how you go extra mile for yourself, it's what you would do for yourself before others. Now, when you say loving others, like you said earlier on, it doesn't matter if it's family or not, you just need to see somebody and love them.
I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of Jane Speaks podcast. Come back next week as we continue with this conversation. Thank you guys, and I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.